Good morning. Are you ready for the storm? Not the storm outside, but the storm from heaven. Well, it's a joy to be here again and to just share the word of God. Before I even go any further, I want to invite you to pay particular attention to today's collect, which is the prayer of the day. The collect usually, in case you didn't know, it usually pictures the theme of the day. If you read, sometimes the readings can be so confusing. And I want to give you a trick, a kind of an idea if you want to understand what we are talking about or what's the church inviting us to reflect on. Read the collect. And even when you're about to preach, it's easier to pick it up from the collect because it gives you an idea of what the church is inviting us to reflect. So just keep your eye on today's collect as we are invited to ask God to give us the grace that we may be a church full of the Holy Spirit to have power to impact our community and our world. The words which I speak to you are spirit and life, says Jesus in today's gospel reading. You realize that for the past 5 weeks, we've been dealing with John chapter 6. It must be a very special chapter. That it has taken us the whole 5 weeks. Now this is the fifth Sunday in a row that we continue to discuss John chapter 6. But as this long account comes to its end, we come to probably the difficult part where Jesus just hits the nail on its head with this very, very disturbing, very confusing statement when he says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will live eternally. It's easier for us today to read that part of the Bible and to think about Holy Communion, to think about the Eucharist, because that's what it is to us. That's the bread, that's the body of Christ, that's the blood of Christ. But for the listeners of Jesus, hearing this guy and says, hey, eat my flesh, and unless you drink my blood, you have no life. I am the bread of life that came from heaven. Whoever does not eat my flesh has no part in this whole business. And the people around him were totally confused. And actually, they were offended. In fact, many of them had to say, who can take this kind of teaching? Who claims that? Who makes such claims? And of course, some of his disciples had to turn their back and left him because they couldn't take such a teaching, such claims. Because that was cannibalism. How do we eat this guy? How do we drink his blood? And how does his flesh become, part of our connection to eternity? And so I can imagine the many questions, the many confusion, the disturbance that those claims could have brought to the disciples. But I also think that this was a way of Jesus trying to get people's attention, trying to communicate a very important aspect of his teaching, but also pushing them a little bit more to think deeply, to really begin to ask themselves, what is really the matter? What is the heart of the matter? What really matters? What is this guy trying to tell us? And Jesus was very good at doing that, just throwing words that would help us or would help his listeners to just go and think a little bit more deeply. You see, in life we do so many things that sometimes we don't pay attention to why we do them. And I find it fascinating time and again when you pause and ask yourself, why am I doing this? You tend to find deeper truth and meaning of why you do what you do. For instance, here in church, we're a very sacramental community. Most of the things we do are actually sacraments. The outward and visible sign of the inward grace. There's so much that we do that is literally just a sign, but the reality is in the inward grace that we experience. Take, for instance, communion, baptism. Those are what the church calls sacraments, the signs, the outward and visible signs that represent the inward transformation that takes place. And I think that the punchline to this conversation in John chapter 6 is when Jesus says, the words I speak to you are spirit and life. In other words, he was trying to remind them that the significance of what I have told you lies in the work of the Spirit. The significance of this teaching, the significance of this claim is not in the literal sense of it, such that you would want to kill me and then munch and chew me. It is an understanding that when these things happen, you must have an interaction with the Holy Spirit. In other words, he was trying to bring to our attention that it is about the work of the Holy Spirit. We do so much in Christian life, like I've said, we do so many things as a demonstration of our faith, as ways of affirming what we believe in. But the real heart of the matter, of all that which we do, it is the presence of the Holy Spirit that is always the behind the scene. It is a reminder of the Spirit of God, which is a gift to all humanity, that when we do what we do, he is behind the scene to affirm and impart that grace. When we do communion, it is more than just the bread and the wine. It is what the Spirit is doing behind that ceremony. When we do baptism, it is not the water. It is not the priest or the words of institution or what is done or the candle or the whatever is happening. It is what the Holy Spirit is doing behind the scene. And so I think today we need to remember that critical to all that which we do as Christian is the work of the Holy Spirit. And to always be in touch with what he is doing. Because you can do all that you do. You can do all the rites, the Christian rites. But if we don't focus on the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, then we miss the greatest resource that God gives to us. It is about the spiritual realities that help us experience God through the many sacraments that we do every day. And so I think when Jesus is saying that these words of mine are more than words, he is reminding us that there is the Spirit of God behind these words. He is the one that brings the reality of that holy communion. As you partake of the bread and the wine, the Spirit of God is helping our very lives to experience the true intimacy with God. And so the transformation, that work of being connected to God, is the work of the Holy Spirit. And so we should always remember that we do what we do because the Holy Spirit is at work. And that's how we can find so much richness in most of the things we do in church. Christianity is so much fun when you find out that it is not just reciting words, it's not just doing the things we do, but actually it is actually activating the richness of the Spirit of God into our lives, into everything that we do. And so I want to invite you, friends, to begin to take particular attention about what's happening to you, how you are being transformed, how you are being renewed because of what you are doing. Because it is about the Holy Spirit. It is about Him at work in us. And so Jesus is reminding the people. You remember, this story is actually a long conversation and a lot of event had taken place. He had just fed them from little fish and bread. 5,000 were fed. And then later on, he walks on the water. And now he's trying to show them that actually all this is the work of the Spirit of God. When he is present, he will do amazing things in your lives. It is the Spirit of God that empowers us. It is the Spirit of God that enriches us with the love of God. It is His presence that affirms that we are His and that God is our Father. He is the one who helps us to understand the deeper truth that God reveals to us on a daily basis. And so we need to begin to activate our spirituality because there's so much richness and reality that is in the gift of the Holy Spirit. There's so much resource that comes from this gift which was given to us. Like we see in the life of Jesus, he was simply this being that was alive to the spiritual gifts. He was alive to the presence of God. He was alive to the gifts that God had given. These words of mine are spirit and life. We need to pay attention not only to the words spoken to us, but to what is God communicating to us. We need to pay much more attention to the sacraments that we are involved, but much more to the Spirit who is at work. What is God telling us today? What is God communicating to you today? What is it that God is trying to draw you into? What is God inviting you to? What is God trying to reveal to us? And so it's a huge invitation when God is opening up the space for us to tap into His presence through the Holy Spirit. And that's why I said, put your finger on today's collect, because it reminds us that His presence through the Holy Spirit is here to empower us, that we may show forth his power and glory to this world. We have this resource that we don't use so much. And I'm so thrilled and excited because one of the things that Mother Julie has asked me to do is to lead in spiritual direction later in September. And I want to invite you to register for that, because spiritual direction is simply an opportunity for us to tap into this resource, this gift that God has given. What is in there is for our lives. It's not just a spiritual life, but it is spiritual life that enriches the whole of our being. And so Jesus reminds us that what he says, it's just more than words. It is more than just a declaration. There is the Spirit at work. The Spirit of God is so rich that it empowers us with his love, with his joy, with all the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we need in life. We need love. We need joy. We need peace. We need kindness. We need goodness. We need humility. We need all the attributes of God. But those attributes, beloved, they are imparted to us by the Holy Spirit. And so I am simply saying, let's be alive to the reality of the presence of the Holy Spirit. When you come for communion, remember, there is something bigger than what we are all observing that is going on. When you are praying, remember that there is something bigger happening behind the scene. Have you ever imagined when we are praying for the sick, that we are asking God to go wherever they are? Some of them are not even in this country. Some of them are in UK. But we say some things that we hope somehow, magically or whatever, God will move and touch them wherever they are. And so that is an indication that this business, this church business, it's more than what meets the eye. It is more than what we hear. There's something more. And that more is the work of the Holy Spirit. Be alert to that reality. Be alert to the presence of God, who will hear what you will whisper today. Who, even just hearing these words, who knows what is happening behind the scene? When Mother Julie lifts that bread and wine to God, oh my goodness, what happens behind the scene? And that's what I want us to, time and again, remember, that there is something more that is going on here. And that's the gift of the sacraments to the church. They remind us that there's something more. When we sing, when John and the team are singing, do we even know the connection that they are taking us to? How we are coming into this communion with God? There's something more. The words I speak to you are spirit and